Hello, Delco. This is Michael Barkan, welcoming you to the Good Neighbor Podcast, where fans of local businesses and their neighbors come together. It's my pleasure once again to introduce my friend and neighbor, our host, Bob Lacey.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. My name is Bob Lacey, and I'm here from Delaware County, Pennsylvania. It's the county that is in the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania, but we're a national program here because we like to call Delaware County Delco. We think it's the center of the universe here in the U.S. And our job today is you and I, listeners, to be able to listen to a business owner who we've invited to come on the Good Neighbor Podcast because they are a good neighbor. And what do I mean by that? Not necessarily a good neighbor to their neighbors where they live, but a good neighbor business to the residents, homeowners of Delaware County and beyond. And this is a good one because everybody loves a party and everybody loves a person that can help with a party or an event, corporate event. Let me introduce to you today the owner of two businesses that are involved in hosting parties and providing persons to help with parties. The owner of Events by Renee and the also the founder of Party Host Helper. Let me introduce to you Renee Reinhardt. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
Thanks for coming. Yeah, thanks for coming into the program today. And thanks for sharing a little bit about your businesses. These are not new businesses, are they, Renee?
They are not. I've been at it for quite some time. My first company is 16 years old this year, and that's Events by Renee, a wedding, social, and corporate planning company. And then I've had Party Host Helpers for 11 years. That's a nationwide party staffing company that provides bartenders, servers, general helpers. We celebrated our big 10 years last year, and it was really exciting.
Well, it's exciting that it's national. We love when we get national companies to come on our program. And when I say exciting, it's because we have listeners all over the U.S. and beyond. But the point is that there's parties going on all over the U.S. and beyond. Let's start with that one, Party Host Helpers, and the fact that that is a national company. It's national from a perspective of your organization providing the local staff, right, to be able to manage a party or a corporate event. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, my first company, I was dealing with brides and parents of the brides, and they were coming back to me saying, Renee, I know you planned this big event for us, but now I need someone in my home to bartend for a dinner party, or my office is throwing a big luncheon and we need someone to help with the food. So that's why I created Party Host Helpers. We provide professional, experienced people that will come in and take over so you can actually enjoy your party. I was used to hosting parties for friends and family and then waking up the next day thinking, oh my gosh, I didn't even get to talk to anyone because I was too busy serving, doing dishes, all the dirty work that goes into hosting a party, not the fun stuff, is what we handle.
Well, you know, it's for someone who I don't necessarily say I've had those kind of big parties, but I've been to them and I remember meeting help, probably your staff. And maybe. I think the first thing that impressed me, you know, poking my head in the kitchen or whatever, was that they were putting dishes away in like milk crates. And I was wondering, like, what's going on here? And then I realized they were not members of the family. You know, they were helpers. And I should have recognized that they had vests on and everything. But I was in a home and it made so much sense to be able to recognize that here the host was getting around the party. Even if they were coming around with a tray once in a while, it was really much more relaxing for them and impressive. And, you know, if there's men out there that want to give, your wife and your family a treat, have a party, but don't make them work at it. It's really what it comes down to.
It's a great gift for Mother's Day. We sell gifts.
Coming up soon. Well, tell me, does that, hosting service also, of course, include not necessarily home residence parties, which is the thing people might not think of at first, but obviously the bigger events like, companies having Christmas parties and the like. Do you actually provide bartenders? I know that's always an issue with serving alcohol at events. How does that work?
Yeah, of course. We have bartenders. We have back of the house people. We have front of the house people, chefs, not just residential clients. We service local universities that, their dining team might need the extra help or support in their cafeteria or for alumni dinners or president dinners that are maybe even offsite at someone's home. We have department stores like Bloomingdale's and Neiman Marcus. When they host an event in store, they'll hire our team to pass out champagne to help set up boutiques in the area, as well as car dealerships. They have a lot of events now. They like to show off their inventory, and they'll hire our team to greet guests, give out name tags, help with the food, make sure everything's tidy and clean.
You know, people in business have known this for years, but I think just ordinary folks that are living in homes, working jobs, they see it occasionally, hosted services like that. But where they really end up saying, I might need some help here, is the overwhelming feeling of actually planning a big family event. I mean, a big family event, a bat mitzvah or a wedding. And is that where there's some crossover, I'm sure, meaning that some type of events just need extra hands, help, a bartender, or other events are so big that, like, I need you to tell me what I don't know about hosting an event like this. Where's the crossover to your business Events by Renee?
Sure. So that's more coordinating, planning. People come to us typically from the start of their planning process. You know, we have a client right now who moved offices, and they're celebrating a grand reopening of a new office, but also or a grand opening. And then they're also celebrating 25 years. So we're weaving the two milestones together. We're helping them find a caterer. We're helping them find entertainment, helping them with branding to make sure that their guests really, you know, walk away thinking this was a great party. This is a great company. We want to hire them more. We want to keep working with them. So, and then my brides, a lot of them use us for day of services or smaller packages, but it's more hands-on. You're working with a professional planner. And then a lot of times those clients will say, we need helpers too. So then I can rely on my other company to bring in bartenders or servers or extra hands to help stuff gift bags, give out name tags, things like that.
Renee, I have to tell you, I'm very impressed for multiple reasons. You're a businesswoman here in this month of March, you know, where it's Women's History Month. And you're not only a woman with a history of having a business that's long standing, meaning that 11 years, 10 years, you know, a Party Post helper, national company, Events by Renee, you know, more of a local event company that is doing big events. I mean, big weddings or even helping out with, bat mitzvahs or first communions that the families want to be able to have fun at the event. So that, you know, and walk away with this, people walk away with this feeling that it was a great event. I took it all in. I think our listeners are taking it all in, but I have to say, you're also a mom, right? I mean, you're a woman in business. Tell us a little bit about your family life.
Sure. Yes, I am a mom. I definitely focused on my career when a lot of my friends were out finding their husbands and getting married. So I met my husband in my late 30s, and it moved quickly. We got married in 2019. COVID hit, of course, right after our wedding. So I was happy we could get our wedding and honeymoon in. And then we welcomed our first daughter, September 2021. So she's almost 2.5, keeps me on my toes. She's really fun and sweet. And our family is just...
Well, it's great because, you know, get to be at home with your daughter. Mm-hmm. The idea of event planning, it is by its very nature, there's a day of, but the planning in advance is all of it. So that is kind of a remote work in advance to be able to do. And that I'm sure is the one of the main benefits for people who hire your services, because it takes away all that stress leading right up to the event. They feel like they have someone who's holding their hand or is actually leading them or in charge. And whatever that level of participation that someone would need to be the host while they have a planner, you work on an individual basis with every one of your clients that way, I'm sure.
Yes.
Let me just mention to everybody who is listening that, again, Renee Reinhart is really the founder, owner of two companies, but listen how related they are and get the big difference here. Party Host Helper is what I heard, Renee, is a national company, and it's primarily staffing for... Correct. hosting events. Yeah, people. So I really got it when you mentioned universities, that in other words, it's kind of like a people company. That what do you need? We have people and they're familiar with food and service and bartending.
Exactly.
So in that category, it's amazing that you can be national. I'm sure there's a lot of individuals out there who would want to gig out their services, but they really don't know how to get the work. And this is an umbrella company that can work for you as an independent contractor, but then, you know, with the insurances and the services and the training, be a trusted entity that you can recommend on a national basis. So if there's anyone out there that fits that gig economy, make sure you're going to the website partyhosthelper.com and take a look at Renee's company. You may want to become an affiliate contractor with Renee, mm-hmm. And to be able to fulfill services in your part of the country under a wonderful company that has great branding. Yep. But the crossover, as I understand what you said, Renee, is actually your company that might be more Philadelphia metro region based is your company Events by Renee. And yep. that's a pretty nice, kind of like sounds like a wedding planning kind of a company.
Yeah.
You've done really big work from corporations to really big weddings. And I can't let you go without asking that question, because when we think about weddings and we think about wedding planners, sometimes it's a comedy, right? Sometimes it's just a tragedy. And sometimes there's, you know, what do they call those, bridezillas or wedding moms and stuff. Have you seen it all in your work?
I've seen it all.
I mean,
I've seen it all. And now it's a lot of groomzillas. Grooms are very involved in the planning, or what they'll do is the bride will assign them a few areas to handle.
Right.
And
you probably have to be counselor too. You probably talk with them and you're probably healing up a marriage before it almost doesn't happen. You know,
it's more the mom and daughters. Bumping
mom through. And daughters. Right. Well, you're a mom, you're a daughter. And I'm sure she's going to grow up in the business, and before you know it, she'll be walking around with a tray, or before you know it, she'll be taking calls. How wonderful that you've got the opportunity to be a woman in business and with great, rich history, two successful businesses, Renee. And what I'd like to say often to some guests on our program, just by the very nature of what your business is, you are a good neighbor business, because we all need help and we all have that stress. You're willing to take it on and you're willing to bear it up. Of course, you're getting paid for those services, but they're great services that can make parties more fun. And,
yes.
and in that regard, what a great neighbor that you are. I want to thank you, Renee, for being a guest on our program today. But more importantly, I want to make sure our listeners know how to get a hold of you. Is it best that they simply just go to the website, or is there a phone number you'd like to give out?
Yes. If you want to go to our website, you can enter your event details. And what we do is we send you a personalized quote. Our website is partyhosthelpers.com. And then we also, I'd love to give you a promo code for your listeners.
Sure. Yes.
So we can do GNP25 for $25 off your future event if you'd like to hire Party Host Helpers. And then I just want to put it out there to the community too. We often donate gift certificates for community, charity auctions, silent auctions. So please feel free to reach out. We give 4 hours for a free helper. They usually raise a lot of money, and that's my one big way that I like to give back to our community. So,
well, that is perfect, because the very gift certificate that you would give out is often at an event that mm-hmm. is needing some help. So what a wonderful thing for an auction, silent auction. Renee Reinhardt, thank you for being a guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
You're welcome.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, hosted by Bob Lacey. This is Michael Barkan, inviting everyone to get on the Good Neighbor team. Nominate your favorite local business to be featured on an upcoming episode by going to gnpdelco.com or by calling Bob at 610-557-3745.